you're Kalen's next coach. And what about this young lady? Your recruiting season has began after the season's done, coach. And I'm sure you watch a lot of film in season and out of season. And bringing Kalen on to the College of St. Mary's, the Flames, coming up. What do you like about this young lady bringing her to the program now?
Well, you know, the biggest thing that really caught my attention was just how athletic she was, just her understanding of the game, just an extremely hard worker and everything she does. There wasn't nothing that she did on the court that it looked like she was taking time off or not giving 100%. Just the little things that she does, her transition from defense to offense, just the little things that she does that we really try to strive in our culture here, that was just so attractive about what she does and who she can be at this next level with us. And so just a lot of those little intangibles, you know, you can't teach that. That's just something that someone has, and we're really excited to bring someone like that into our program.
And the cool thing, I guess, you know, graduated midterm, she is going to be right there for you during the spring volleyball season. That's always kind of cool. You're going to get your feet right away for spring volleyball to get you ready for the upcoming fall season then.
Yeah, that's the exciting part about it, too, is having her here starting in January and just getting her in with the team this spring and just working with their setters and just building that continuity with their team so it's not so different in August when everyone else checks in. So, yeah, having her a part of that and just bringing that energy into our culture and just getting her with the rest of the teammates is going to be really good.
Now, you are going to lose some seniors off this past squad, so you've got to hit the recruiting trail, and I'm sure that's still continuing right now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's never ending. You know, it's 24/7, 365 days a year. But yeah, we're getting close to being done with our 25 class, and we've been working on that 26 class. So, you know, you're always a year or two ahead trying to get those players because, you know, everyone's doing it besides myself. You know, there's so many great programs just in the state of Nebraska, from Division I to the junior college ranks, NAI to Division II. And so, you know, you got to get out there and try to be the first one to win those players over to your program. And so, yeah, we hit the trail early and often and continue to do that. And finding someone with the athleticism and the volleyball knowledge and skill of Kalen at this time of the year was a big win for us.
I know part of a program at College of St. Mary's, the Flames. Boy, you love this program. You've been a part of it for a couple of years now and have had a ton of success over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been fun turning the program around because in 2017 the program was the worst team in the conference. We finished last, and in 2 years we had turned it around to be a national contender and made it to the national tournament in 2019, and have kind of kept that level up pretty high. We had a kind of a disappointing season this year, didn't make it to the national tournament, which was the first time since 2019. Still finished with a winning record, still made it to the conference tournament, still was a good team. It was just a little inconsistencies that hurt us, but our goal is to get back there. But yeah, we've built this program to be a contender for the national tournament year in and year out, and that's it's been fun to watch these young women grow and this institution support the players of the program. That's what it's really all about.
And I know you sing the praises of this GPAC conference. You think this is a dynamite volleyball conference, don't you?
Well, it is. You know, I mean, it's referred to as the Big Ten of the NAIA just because how many teams are from top to bottom. I mean, usually we have seven teams make it to the national tournament every year, and then, you know, there's an opening round match, and then the winners go to the final site. Last year we had seven teams make it to the opening round, and all seven made it to the final site of the 24 that made it there. So, yeah, this conference, there's no sleepers. Even if you're not in the top half of the conference, you're still a really good team. In 2019, we finished eighth in the conference. We squeaked getting in the conference tournament. We were ranked 18th in the country at that time. And so it's just, yeah, it's tough volleyball. It's great to see. And I love being a part of it just because I know that every day we have to give 100%.
Well, Coach, I know December's here. Your first semester just about done, and the Christmas break coming up. But those girls right now, keeping in shape, I'm sure hitting the weight room, stuff like that. But after Christmas and New Year's, you probably get going with spring volleyball probably pretty soon after that, don't you?
We do, yeah. We come back to school at the end of January, and then February 1st, we're right back in the weight room, and we'll start practices soon after and play probably 3 dates during the spring, some outside competition scrimmages that we're allowed to play, and yeah, they'll hit it hard. They're not making the national tournament left a kind of a feeling of we need to really push ourselves this spring and kind of put a little chip on our shoulders, and so it's good to see that the girls are motivated. You know, I asked them if they wanted some time off here in December, and they've nope, we're going to lift. We're lifting all the way up through Christmas break, so their mindset is right, and they're going to keep going, and we're going to get ourselves better here in the spring and be ready for the fall.